Blog Talk Radio.
About abundance. A good time to do your abundance prayer is during the new moon because you can gather energy to manifest what you need. And part of being abundant is believing that you deserve it, and another is to be thankful. I have a really special guest tonight. Her name is Robin Milholland. She is a wonderful reader, and she's written books, and she makes homemade soaps. So I'm going to bring her on, and she'll tell us a little bit about herself. Hello, Robin. How are you?
Hi, Kelly. I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on tonight.
You're welcome. I'm excited. It's going to be a good night. So tell the people what you do.
Well, I have been involved in reading and spiritual questing and light working for over 30 years. I'm the author of two books. One is called Spirit Seeds, Meditations for Harmony, Healing, and Enlightenment. And the second one is called Light Seeds, Your Personal Introduction to the Angelic Realm. I've got another one coming out in November, and then the following spring, the fourth one will be out. So it's pretty exciting.
Wow, you're busy.
Very busy. And I also run a crafting company, and we do all our own crafts. And soaps is one of those things that we produce right here in our home.
Oh, her soaps smell so yummy. They're wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. Appreciate it.
Well, I guess we'll get our night started here, and I'm going to go to the first caller. And the first caller is 678, and I'll let Robin take this. Hello, 678. What is your name and what is your question? Robin will take this one.
Hi, my name is Regina.
Hi, Regina.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful. What's your question for us this evening?
My question is, I am working at this insurance company for about a month now, but of course it's a temporary job, but I want something more substantial and more stability. So do you see anything of a permanent full-time position coming in?
Okay, what I am feeling and what I'm seeing for you is definitely some victory there. I would give it maybe 3 or 4 months, and you will hear of something more most probably through a friend or perhaps a friend of a friend, but there's definitely victory in a new job, and I'm seeing that it's an office job, perhaps some type of reception to start, but definitely something more permanent is coming for you, and it'll be a good fit for you.
Okay. Because I was going to just say I wanted something that, you know, more than the reception, like a receptionist or something, more like an office manager, because I have a degree in everything. I just want something more, give me more responsibility instead of just
Right. And I certainly understand that. And when we first come in to, you know, a new company, it is important for us to be patient because we need to show our employer that we are more than just what we are on paper. So my recommendation would be, you know, patience, you know, to cultivate some patience there, you know, go with it, see if it fits what you want to do, be sure that it does have room for growth, and just be patient and it will come to you. I definitely am feeling victory here. I'm seeing victory. I'm seeing an office, and I feel very comfortable telling you to just, you know, wait out these few months, and something will come your way.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Now, how do we get a hold of you?
Are you talking
Robin?
To me?
Yeah. To you.
Yes. If you want to speak with me on a professional level, my phone number is area code 561-374-4726.
Okay. And also you can get me at 561-333-5367. I'll take the next caller, 780. Hello, 780. What's your name and your question?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. It's Jay calling from Canada.
Hi, Jay.
My question is in regards to the aftermath of the solar eclipse in terms of, you know, just relationships and things. I'm an Aries, so it was really interesting to have the energy of high energy right now still for the solar eclipse that this was on about a week ago. So I just wondered how it will affect, or not affect, but just improve on relationships and things.
Well, it depends on, I'm not an astrologer, but it depends on where
okay.
it hits in your chart. So I would recommend having an astrological
yep.
chart done and that would, you'd see where the eclipse hit you personally, and they work with your natal and then do a progressive chart, and that helps you understand that. But psychically, I'm picking up that it opened you up so that you will have better, you'll pick better, and you'll be more vested and more in it. Instead of, you know, just half-heartedly, you're going to start looking for a heart, not a body. You're going to have a heart, mind, and soul as a partner. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It does.
Did that help you?
Yes, it does. I mean, and just right now for myself is, you know, just looking for someone spiritually, eh? So.
Well, you'll
but,
find
you know,
her.
Also grounded. I'm grounded, too.
You know, I see you with a redhead.
Redhead.
And it's
okay.
Not dyed. It's real. You know, only your hairdresser knows she's a real redhead. So she
okay.
looks like she'll probably come in, looks like late winter. So probably January you'll be ready to meet. So keep your eyeballs peeled.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much.
Okay, Robin, we're going to do the next. Robin will do the next one. 860.
Hi.
Hi, 860.
Hi.
What's your name and your
yep.
name and question?
Yep, my name is Amla, and I was wondering what you see for the fall for me. I feel like new relationships are on the horizon, so I was wondering what you feel and sense.
Okay, so I'm just going to repeat your question so that I'm certain that I understand.
Sure.
You want to know what is on the horizon for the fall in regard to relationships for yourself, correct?
Exactly. Yep.
Okay. All right, so let's see. The first thing that I'm feeling for you is that there is some aspect going on right now in your life that you need to take control of.
Okay.
I feel that you're being pulled in two different directions, and it's going to be important to unify those two directions so that all your energy is focused going
yes.
in the same way. Does that make sense
yes.
for you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I can also tell you that if you are in a time right now of like hibernation or withdrawal, that's what I'm feeling. That I don't want to say it's a dry spell necessarily, but there's been perhaps
yeah.
a hesitancy to get involved with someone, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. But I'm feeling that your courage is growing, and I feel that you're opening up your heart a little bit more.
Yes.
And what I'm feeling for you is the card I have drawn for you is the Ace of Pentacles, which is tremendous blessing. Anytime an ace shows up in a tarot spread, it does represent the hand of God moving in your life, and it definitely portends a great positive outcome. So the fall is, you know, right upon us. So
yes.
we're looking at beginnings. So, yeah, you would be in a very good position to begin a new relationship should it present itself to you. I wouldn't go looking for it, but I would definitely be open
yes.
to accepting invitations and so on like that. How's that? Did that help you?
Yeah, that makes sense. I feel really, in the last couple of weeks, I've been opening up much more, and yoga helps a lot with opening up the heart and surrendering.
Yes.
So, yeah,
yes.
It's really good stuff.
Just yeah. a quick question for you, just something for you to think about. You don't have to answer to me. But one of the things I'm feeling is that although the heart is opening up, which is very good, and I'm glad that yoga is really helping you with that, but you might want to consider with a professional reader, somebody who works with the chakra system, perhaps doing a reading and clearing out those other chakras so that your energy can flow a little bit more freely. I'm feeling a little bit of stuckness below the
okay.
heart. Okay, so just
okay.
keep that in mind. All right?
Yeah. Yes, that
All
sounds
right,
wonderful.
Very good. Thank you. All right, thank you
thank
for calling
you.
In. We appreciate that.
Thank
okay.
you.
Have a good
thank
night. All right.
You too.
Okay, 111.
Okay.
Hello, 111. What's your name and
hello.
Question?
Hello,
how are you?
Hi, nice to meet both of y'all. And
how do you
I
do?
Have a question. My question is, I was just wondering, to make where I live feel better, I'm just hoping to see if you see any of the front neighbors, like, departing anytime soon from the area.
You mean if you'll meet and get to know them? Yes.
No. I don't want to meet them or talk with them. I just want to see if they're going to be, like, vacating the property.
If the neighbors are going to be... You want to know if the neighbors...
There's a neighbor in the front that they caused a lot of destruction. I was wondering if they're going to be finally moving out of the property.
Kelly, I can take this one. I understand what she means, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, I understand what you mean, that you're... home life right now is very uncomfortable because of the neighbors around you are bringing a lot of negative energy into where you live. It's falling over onto your property, and it's causing you a lot of distress and a lot of imbalance. So what I'm seeing here is that authorities may need to be alerted. I don't really see them making a change, your neighbors, unless they are forcefully put out. And it's possible that some of the other neighbors, the good neighbors, may have to band together and, you know, discuss it with the authorities. But I do not see any movement very, very quickly. I'm not going to rule it out altogether, but I'm going to say at some point the situation will resolve itself. But I think that there's definitely going to have to be someone in a position of authority to have to move them along. In the meantime, this is what I would recommend. What I would recommend is using some white sage, if you're familiar with that. Are you familiar with white sage, the burning
No.
of white sage?
Oh, white sage, yes.
Okay. And what I would recommend is to use that white sage to cleanse your house and cleanse around your property. I would, you know, you want to do it when it's, you know, not going to be conspicuous, you know. But I would go around the perimeter of the house outside and then around your, you know, the borders of your property. And I would say a prayer. And you can let that come from your heart and simply just ask universe, you know, to... block the negative energy that these other people are causing you and to bring in peace, because you can still maintain peace in your life, peace in your home, even though your other neighbors are being unruly or negative or destructive. Does this help you?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I would recommend, because you have no control really over what these other people are doing. But there are plenty of ways that you can protect yourself, your family, your property, your home from this negative energy. So you can still have peace despite what's happening externally.
Thank you.
You are going to be all right.
Yes, she is.
Thank you.
Yes, she is. Thank you for calling us. All righty.
Okay, 509, I'm going to take this one. Hello, 509.
Hi, good afternoon.
What's your name and your question, please?
I'm Erica, and I just want insight in terms of employment. I'm kind of stuck, and I've been with a temp agency working here and there, but it's not really anything.
Okay, you have a degree, correct?
Yes.
You need to use your degree. You need to put out applications that will use your degree. If you do that, you're going to have all kinds of callers. And then you'll have a war. two people warring over what they want you for. Are you in business admin?
No, I'm a law major.
All right, that doesn't mean that you can't work in a law office somewhere and do the administrative
yeah.
stuff.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah,
don't negate
I've already
yourself. And you're probably going to go, you want to be a lawyer?
Eventually, yes, but right now I just don't feel happy, like, where I live, and I feel like, I don't know, it's just not.
You are going to finish your degree, and you are going to move. Boston would be a good place for you.
Oh, aren't they drowning right now? Like Texas?
No,
Boston.
Boston,
oh, okay.
Massachusetts. Boston, not Texas. By the way, we all need to pray for Texas.
Yes.
But you are going to finish your degree. You are going to, I see you around, eventually you'll end up in Boston.
No, that's crazy. But very possible.
I hope that
so
helps you, hon.
So the law firm that I'm waiting to hear from, do you think it's going to work out or not? I just feel like, if it doesn't work out, yeah.
I see another firm calling you, hon.
Aww.
And it'll end up better than what you thought.
Oh, yeah. I thought I only asked for a little bit of money, and I regretted that. So if it doesn't work out, it's fine. But, yeah, I was, hoping for it.
You'll end up getting more.
All right. Well, thank you for the insight.
All right. You're welcome.
Uh-huh. Have a good one.
You too. 805. Go ahead,
Robin.
Oh, Robin.
Hi. Glad I got on. Hi, this is Donna. How are you?
Good.
Good. I'm here, spirits on the other side, and I heard my mom, who's over there, tell me that I'm going to be rewarded. And then I had two dreams. We're celebrating, and we're happy, and we're joyful, and I just wanted to know if you could pick up on whether more money's coming into my life or maybe a nice, healthy, loving relationship or what you're picking up.
This is Donna, correct? Is that your name?
Yeah, I'm Donna.
Yeah.
Hi.
Okay. And hi. And I just want to clarify that your mother has passed over, and she has been sending you messages. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right. And that you also had dreams of her in which you were celebrating.
Yes.
Is that correct?
That's okay. Correct.
All right. Now, my question to you is, are you thinking of relocating?
No, my housing was a... I was thinking about it if my housing didn't get approved, but my housing's been approved for another year.
Okay. So you're good with that. All right.
Yes,
so,
every year I have every year they evaluate me.
Okay. So what I am feeling with your mother is that there may have been a time in the relationship with your mom that perhaps was rather bumpy for you,
No, we were always very close, very, very close.
Okay.
We never had arguments or anything. Yeah. My dad, it was very bumpy my whole life.
Okay, now has he passed on?
Has too, yeah.
He has to. Okay. So maybe that is what I'm feeling, but I am feeling
uh-huh.
some bumpiness in some parental relationships. But this
yeah.
message for your mom is from your mother is twofold. First, her message is to let you know that she is fine, that mm-hmm. she does have the capability to communicate to you both
mm-hmm.
In your environment as well as through your dream state. And what she is really hoping for you is to be happy and to be successful. What I'm feeling is that perhaps in the past you have not always chosen the best relationship for you.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I would, oh my. And what I would recommend is that you be very discerning and very picky, if you will, about the man that you will let into your life.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that you need to develop more caution with reading people, because sometimes men can be very charming, and I feel that you have been charmed in the past and then have been maybe really disappointed.
Okay.
So I will say that there is the opportunity for you to develop a very good and strong bond. I'm feeling more of a companion, someone who will become a life companion to you.
That'd be great.
I'm feeling that. Yeah, that is what I'm feeling. I'm not feeling like boyfriendy giddiness. What I'm feeling is a very mature adult relationship where both people are really open and honest with each other. So I'm feeling that for you. But again, you have to temper your discernment in regard to men. Does that make sense for you, Donald?
Yeah, I'm 53 now. I haven't been in a relationship for about 8 years. I was in a 9-year relationship.
Donna, does this information that I've given you, does this help you in some way or give you insight in some way?
Because I'll be more discerning before I jump into a relationship when I do.
Right. Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yeah, please. You see, you need money.
You're breaking up, and it's... Donna, it's very difficult for me to hear you. You're breaking up a bit.
Let me put it on. Let me get it off the. Hold on.
Hear you better now.
I don't know if we lost her or not.
Is that better? Is that better?
I can hear you better now. We don't have much time, but. But
I need money because the credit card companies are hounding me. I owe them money. I have to pay them off. And you,
okay.
All I get is my Social Security, which is nothing. So do you see like a windfall coming up or something like that?
Oh.
Okay. Hold on. Let me look into
Thank
that.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. So your question really was more in regard to finances as opposed to relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. Okay. Well, I do see that there is more money coming to you. I can't see if it's a windfall or not. But I do see that there is money coming. I'm feeling it's some type of monetary gift or a bonus or something that should definitely ease the strain that you're
feeling. We have one minute left.
Financially. And then I would also say, in regard to finances, I know things are always tight, but I would recommend doing a financial reevaluation. Really look at your budget and see where you can save. And that's what I have for you, Donna.
All right, thank you, Robin. I appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Good luck.
You have a nice.
Thank you, Robin, for coming on, and I've enjoyed you, and we can try for one more. I don't know, and we'll see everybody in the future if it cuts off. So,
okay.
Hi, 604. What's your question? How can we help you?
Oh, hi, my name is Helen, and I wanted to ask about a love relationship coming in.
Yes, absolutely. The answer is yes, you are going to have a relationship with him.
Do you get one?
Probably you're working on it. You guys are getting to know each other. It looks like fall. So October.
Fall. Oh, well, thank you. And can I ask a little bit something else?
There isn't really time, sweetie. We'll see you next show.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Robin. We'll give our numbers out. Give your number out one more time, and I'll give mine.
My number is area code 561-374-4726. I am available from about 8 in the morning Eastern Standard Time till about 3 in the afternoon Eastern Standard Time.
And me, I'm available on Facebook at 561-333-5367. And we'll see you guys in the future.
Yep, look for us on Facebook.